This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
When is safety safe? My dictionary defines safe as meaning without risk or danger. But it also includes the comparative safer and the superlative safest. If there's no risk or danger when one is safe, how does one get safer? You're right that safe in this sense means free from harm or risk or danger. And if only one is truly safe, of course, one can't be any safer. But safer doesn't mean safer than safe. And safest isn't necessarily safe at all. Safer simply means more safe and safest most safe. One can be safer than someone else and still be in danger. During a tornado, for example, someone in an interior room of a house is safer than someone in a car, and someone in a basement shelter is the safest of the three. But none of them are truly safe. In similar terms, the word safe sex refers to sexual activity in which safeguards are taken to reduce the chance of getting or spreading disease. But some people prefer the term safer sex to emphasise that the risks are reduced but not eliminated. In this case, safer suggests sexual activity that's less safe than safe. When the objective safe, originally spelt S-A-U-F, entered English in the late 13th century, it meant free from harm or damage. The English borrowed the word from the French, but its roots are in Latin. What I'm always puzzled by is the liberal use of the word safe, safer, and safety. Yet, very seldom do you hear the word about less dangerous or less danger. And I've been observing this debate about smoking versus vaping. And I saw some interesting things. One here was that the proponents of vaping were basically saying that it was safer than smoking. But when I heard the scientists talk about it, they were describing it that vaping was less dangerous than smoking. What they're saying there is that both smoking and vaping can still cause harm. Is that harm different? Well, in many cases, we'll find out over time. Let's explore the use of the language of safety that is trying to drive consumer decision making. In this example, let's talk about motor vehicles. And motor vehicles have a safety rating. And safe vehicles play a major role in keeping people safe on our roads. I don't know if the actual safety rating keeps us safe, but hey, I'm a cynic. Almost every vehicle has a safety rating from 1 to 5 stars. This rating indicates how well the vehicle is likely to perform in a crash. Vehicles with 4 and 5 stars are the safest, while 1 and 2 star vehicles provide less protection in a crash. They also go on to claim that people are twice as safe in a 5-star vehicle than a 1-star vehicle. They encourage buyers to look for the safety rating when buying a vehicle and buy the safest, cleanest, and most efficient vehicle in your price range. The question here is that a safe vehicle, there are two parts to being a safe vehicle. There is the safe vehicle in being its ability to function as expected on a road, meaning it's got good tread, it's got good brakes, it can brake in time, it's got good steering, good suspension, and those components. And why are those things important? Well, those things are important because you can't tell about the conditions you're going to drive in, and you can't tell about the conditions of the road. But it's an interesting analogy that people prefer using the context of the word safe rather than using context of the word danger or dangerous. Is this a sense of denial? Is this a sense of non-acceptance? I don't know. But in every day, the work that people do is always going to be danger. And danger is often referred to as risk. And when we think about those stickies in particular, meaning that the work that people are doing, there is still a risk of a life-changing event, should we shift the conversation from looking to perform safe work to having the conversation about how do we make the work less dangerous? I'm puzzled by this, but I'd certainly like to hear your views.